Now will you notice here, he's going to talk here in verse 16 and 17 about our relationships to others. Now notice this, as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Now you and I today have a liberty in Christ that the man outside does not really have. There's a marvelous liberty in Christ. But what about the man on the outside? Now, I personally believe that I can go places and I can see things that the average person cannot. I really mean that. I don't think I would be hurt by it at all. But you see, I don't want to use it as a cloak to hurt somebody else. I'd be malicious if I did something like that. We must remember, we are free, yet we are the servants of God. Now, listen to this. Honor all men. We are to respect other human beings. A Christian should remember that. Love the brotherhood. Now, we are to respect and honor all men. Not told to love them. Some of them are just too unlovely. But we're to love the brotherhood, and what's the brotherhood? Of believers, and fear God. And we should reveal that in our lives, and honor the king. Now, I don't care who's president, and I speak very frankly here. I can truthfully say that I have never voted for a president that I really wanted. I was always voting against the other fella. But even when the other fella got in, and they did most of the time, why, I must confess that I've never known a president, frankly, that I felt was really capable and a man of ability. Now, I know you Democrats are going to get after me, and you Republicans are going to get after me, but I don't mind that. I'm not discussing politics. What I'm trying to say is this, regardless of who's president, and regardless of his maybe inability, he should be honored because of the office that he has. And I'm not impressed by these scripture-spouting pious individuals who attack the president of the United States, regardless of who he is. And we've had some, well, we haven't had the best, but the office is a marvelous office. Now, will you notice, verse 18, servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the perverse. Now, he's saying here that if you have a boss that's a Christian and you and him have fellowship, I have quite a few letters from men who are in business, and I get letters from their employees of how wonderful it is to work for a Christian. But what about that godless fellow you're working for? Well, again, you should be subject to him if you're going to work for him. And long as he's asking you to do that which is legitimate, that which is right, why, you're to be subject to him. And this word subject, and we're going to come to it in the next chapter in another connection, it has in it a freedom of choice. It's more like subject yourself. You do this voluntarily, not because you feel like that he's a great individual, but you're doing it for your testimony for Christ.